Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
And congregation, it's your girl Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess, and I'm here with another installment of Scam Goddess, the podcast all about robbery, fraud, con artists. Sometimes we love them, most times, sometimes we hate them. And guys, you know, if you listen to this podcast, I am very, yes, excited. I'm extremely excited. I'm thrilled. I'm elated. We have a queen on the podcast today. This is someone that I've had the pleasure of working with. She is hilarious. You've seen her all over the interwebs, on the television screens. Truly one of the funniest people like out here online, on your screen, anywhere. And such a good person on top of that. You've seen her play Alberta on CBS hit sitcom Ghost, which she's killing it on, along with actress Lanisa Frederick. She co-created the viral online sketch series, which I'm obsessed with, hashtag booked, which hilariously chronicles the frustrations of being a working Black actress in Hollywood. Also just an actor in general. It's just so funny. Guys, follow her personal handle at Body Courage on Twitter and on Instagram if you want to laugh, have a good time, be inspired. She's a queen. Congregation, please welcome Danielle. Danielle, I have to ask you. I didn't get to ask you because we in a rush today. Panak?
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Is that accurate, though? Okay.
That's accurate. Accurate.
Because sometimes people be like, oh, perfect. And I'm like, that's not your name. Why would you let me do that to you? Danielle.
No.
Hi.
That's perfect.
It's so good to see you. And you look fantastic.
Hey, boo. Oh, come on, gosh. Lighting. Listen, I got my little shake and go wig on. I'm living. I'm so excited to be
going.
Here. Thank you for having me.
Stiff wear. It's on the way. Yes.
Come on. Give me a little bounce. Give me your jet beauty of the week.
Bounce and behave. Yes. Okay, so Danielle, I have to ask you, what is your relationship with scams? Do you love them? Do you hate them? Have you ever been scammed? Like, and it could be anything.
Yeah. Without question. I have a really interesting relationship with scams in the fact that, like, I grew up in a, you know, I think I grew up around a lot of lovable scammers in my Caribbean household. And it's like, they didn't really necessarily mean to be scamming, but for
Oops,
some reason,
I
like,
robbed you again.
You know what I mean? But it was also like, my mom, she was an immigration attorney, and like, she used to barter all the time. So I was like, okay, instead of getting coins, like, I would get free perms for a year. And I'll be like, wait, but how does this
now, was she doing this with the people coming in? Like, look, I gotta get my visa. She's like, okay, how much you got? How many flat irons do you own?
No, but literally, like, I think it's just like all single moms have to be scammers to survive in some way.
Absolutely.
So, like, she's definitely a single mom scammer, and I love her to death.
I love a single mom scammer. We've talked about them on here. Because, like, being a parent with two parents, active parents, and, like, taking care of children, you know, we talk about it takes a village. But then when you pop out a baby, where the village at?
Exactly.
Where the village
Crickets.
At?
Crickets.
Right. It'd be like, population you, bitch. That's your baby. Like, wait, where's the help?
Exactly. Exactly.
So single moms especially, you know, they get creative. And I love it.
Oh, and my grandmother's a scammer too, without question. My grandma, Andar, she literally, when I used to ask for allowances, because all the kids around me were getting that, she was like, yeah, I'll give you an allowance. And I was like, so what are my tasks going to be? And I used to literally have to tweeze her mustache and her chin. And with each chin hair, I would get 25 cents. And I'd be like, why can't I just sweep? I'm not just...
Why you gotta work by the chin hair too? Why you gotta be a whole esthetician? And then she's like, you broke this one off. It's still in there at the root.
So there's still a piece.
So you only getting half a quarter for this one because this one's still, the root's still in there. Wow, I love it. I also just love that they're both esthetician scammers. Exactly. This means they're beautiful. They're like, look, we gotta stay looking good. No matter the cost. Oh, I love your family. I love this. Well, let's get into it, y'all, because listen, Danielle is booked and busy, and we got to get her out of here, honey. So we're going to get into our first segment here. What is hot and fraud? This is where we warn our listeners about the scams that are popping in the zeitgeist. And more often than not, we get a listener letter from you guys. As always, scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Snitch on your friends and family. Just make sure the scam is retired so we don't fuck up your bag, okay? And guys, remember, keep the letters short, because I want to read them, but sometimes y'all sending me the King James Bible and I ain't got time to start it in the beginning. God created the, I'm like, wait a minute. We don't got that much time. In the beginning, Charles Ponzi created the, like, we can't go all the way back like that, y'all. I want to, though.
On the seventh day, L. Ron Hubbard rested.
Right. The hardest working criminal in the business.
Exactly.
He done convinced the girls he ain't even dead. He was like, no, I'll be back.
Exactly.
Right before the hospital was like, the machine was like, doo. He was like, I'm see y'all later. Doo.
Flatline. Right. I love it.
Love it. Keeping them dedicated to the very end. That's a good scammer. They're like, no, he'll be back. Y'all know, safe, keep his house up for when he come back. He like Evian. Keep some of that in the fridge.
Exactly.
Because L. Ron gonna come back.
He's coming. Shout out to L.
Can you give me a fake name for this person? Gender doesn't matter.
Okay. Let's go with Billingsley Organ.
Billingsley Organ. Billingsley sounds like he moved here. He either moved from a small like state in the U.S. or he moved from out of the country and was like, how can I rebrand? How can I give the girls opulence? Billingsley. Billingsley ain't broke. I ain't never met a broke Billingsley.
Never.
So Billingsley says, hello, I'm a regular listener and a big fan of the podcast. Oh, thank you, Billingsley. Says, I recently fell victim to an online roommate scam. Oh, no, Billingsley, no.
Oh,
what happened?
No.
I'm getting a divorce. Damn, Billingsley. Look, sometimes it ain't forever. That's why we have divorce. That can be a blessing and a stressing. So it says, I'm getting a divorce and I've been looking for an affordable place to live and showed interest in a house that was offering cheap rent and utilities split amongst all of the roommates. Shortly after, I started getting text messages from a number associated with the website asking me to apply. So you didn't apply. You just looked and they were like, hey.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotta get your number.
No judgment.
I've never heard of...
No judgment.
I've never heard, right. I don't know, because I've just never heard of like when you looking to move somewhere and the people like, now I have heard of that with real estate, because real estate right now is crazy in LA.
It is.
I had went with a broker firm at one point because I was looking for a house and I decided to pause for a second. But when I was looking, I went with some online brokerage firm or whatever, and I had like signed up with them, like was like, okay, I'm gonna look at some places, da 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 da. When I tell you, these were the most aggressive realtors I've ever seen. They texted me.
I know it.
More than my friends and family. One time, homie sent me a video, Danielle. He was like, hey, this is me, Chris, just checking in, seeing if you're still looking for a house. You know, I was like, not a video. Front-facing camera. I don't know this man.
I cannot afford LA real estate. It makes no sense. Like, literally, to live in the Pacific Ocean is like $2.5 billion to live inside of it. And right. I don't have it.
Your neighbors will be sharp.
Exactly.
Do you like an ocean view? Because when you open your eyes, you will see inside the ocean, because that's where you're going to be. No, you're not.
Celebrity
playing.
Appearances by Little Mermaid and Nemo. Like, right? Literally. I hate LA real estate so much. I hate
plenty
it.
Of parking as long as you drive a boat. Just anywhere right? on the water. You can drop an anchor. That's your spot. No, you're not playing, because I saw a place. It was a condo in Beverly Hills, and it was 625 square feet, Danielle.
My God.
And the price point was the price point that they were starting at. And mind you, everybody's coming in over asking
Yeah.
$1.2 million. I said,
never.
Bitch, I just want to see this place so I can fight the realtor. Yeah. Like, how dare you? How dare you?
over asking at that, they need to shut it down. Stop.
You want 1.2 million so I can be in the bedroom and when I do a full 360 circle, I see my kitchen, my toilet, the closet, my parking space where my car at. Like, you. How can I touch the front door and the back door at the same time?
No, it's true though. You don't even have enough space to cook. Like, you going to the cupboard, you in the bathroom. Like, what's going on here? What's happening?
Hey, I have guests over there. Like, where's the couch? I'm like, no, we just lean on the wall. Y'all get y'all a spot on the wall to lean on.
Y'all come walk in this fridge. It's cool in here. This is where the AC is too. What?
We having movie night on my cell phone. I kind of got room for a TV in here. Everybody just pass the movie around. We all gonna see part of it. What?
Facts. Facts.
Tragic. A crime. So I understand the real estate hustle and also the real estate scam. So these people start texting Billingsley like, hey girl, saw you had some interest in the place. Like, what's good? So I asked, this is Billingsley, if I could see the property or at least meet the other roommates first, but kept getting told that if I apply and get approved, that I can talk to the roommates. And that actually makes sense to me because it's like, we don't want to talk to you if you don't got no coins or no credit. Like, we just not doing that meet part. And greets. That's not suspicious to me.
That part.
So I applied, and the online application looked just like an application for a legit apartment. It even said that they only want people with at least a 600 credit score, which mine is not. Okay, Billingsley, that's okay. Credit was invented in the 80s. Like, it's a scam. We understand. You defaulted on some Forever 21s or some Vicky Secrets. You went into Dick's Sporting Goods, and you was like, yeah, a credit card? I will buy basketballs a lot. Okay, we get it.
Old Navy was mine. Old Navy was mine. Played me. Capris. I should never have got those lime green capris. I'm still never will wear capris to this day because of
Dayo, we don't judge on this show. We really try not to. And by we, I mean me, because it's just me. But I like to say we so I can absolve myself. But Dayo, you opened a credit card at Old Navy? This is just Love Navy. Holiday t-shirts? I'm confused.
Lime green capris because I wanted to look fly at summer camp. That was it. And I was like, I need these capris and my mom is not trying to give me the money for this. Let's do the card. Charge it up.
Summer camp and credit card. So I know you were young as hell. Why did that? Yeah, exactly. Old Navy ain't right. Yeah. Hey, praying on a young little baby day.
Me never understanding like anything about money or credit. I was like, yeah, let's just keep banana. Y'all associated with Banana Republic. Let's get the tank tops. Come on. We about to be flying summer camp.
Yeah. Okay, we can really bond because the fact that you were going to Banana Republic at summer camp age, and I did too. Like I said, Banana Republic and Taylor Loft. Like, who did I think I was? Like, I thought I was Linda and worked in HR.
Did you grow up in the church? Because that's the thing. I always find like kids that have went to Sunday school and things like that. They be dressing older. That's it. Grandma's played us.
Maybe it was because I went to high school in suits and shit. I remember that. But same. Which is crazy. Okay. See, now I feel solidarity. Same. Solidarity.
Same. Same. I literally was my freshman year looking like Maxine Waters and Steve Harvey's love child. I looked insane. I would be in these three-piece suits and stockings, and everybody was in like Juicy Couture, velvet. And I'm like, okay, they played me, but it's cool. It's cool.
Right. Why did we go to school like it was our job? Definitely went in there like.
Literally, we were district attorneys and freshman year. They played us.
truly I'm a part of that. I did grow up in the church, and then as I got like my teenage years, my mom wasn't going as much, but as a kid I was there all day every damn day. Got to go to choir, rehearsal, prayer. My grandpa was a deacon. I had to stay at the church so he could count the money, just live in that church.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I ain't gotta give out no address no more. I'm like, y'all could probably just find me at church. That's probably where
that part.
Yeah, no, mail it to church. I get it, they know I be getting my mail there. So Billingsley says I got approved, and minutes after applying they kept asking me to pay a safety deposit to get a free month of rent. When I told them I can't pay the amount, they asked for only $100. Now wait a minute, how you go? Oh. That's not how deposits work. I've never been at an apartment or anything, and they'd be like, okay, so the deposit is $2,000. Oh, you don't got that? Okay, how about $100? Do you have the deposit is usually the deposit.
That's it.
They starting to sound like your mama. They like, okay, or three hairdos.
Yeah, just give me a 10 and a pack of gum. What?
They sounded like your grandma, Danielle. They was like, how many chin hairs can you pick? Exactly. And that'll be the deposit.
Exactly.
Billingsley said, I never paid them and eventually was given a number of one of the roommates, in quotes. I tried to call them and they instantly hung up before there was even a ring. Uh-oh. I later get called by a third number from the website where someone kept trying to push me to pay $100 even though I haven't spoken to anyone yet. When I asked where to send my $100, I didn't get a clear answer and just hung up. My soon-to-be ex-wife called the roommate's number on her phone and a man answered. He said that even he thought this was a scam at first, but said in a way that sounded scripted. Billingsley says the man picked up and was like, yo, I thought it was a scam at first. Send $100. I wouldn't fall for that. But then Billingsley said what he said sounded scripted. I love that. I love being a scammer on a roommate website where you're like, okay, let's just write down the thing because we got to say it to so many people.
Exactly.
He sounded like he was reading. He was like, at first, insert name. Sir, what is your name? Billingsley. At first, Billingsley, I thought this was a scam too. But now I am living in an apartment of my dreams. Is that a colon? Hold on. Somebody spilled coffee on my letter.
And we're calling for your Sally Mae bill. Sorry, wrong script. Wrong script.
Wrong script. Damn it. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. They're rifling through their shit, trying to find something else. Good Lord. So Billingsley said it sounded like a script and fake. When I asked where to send the $100, still didn't get a clear answer. So Billingsley's talking to the scammer person on the phone. The scammer even offered to show my wife the house, but said that he's never there. So he was like, I can show y'all the place, but I'm never there. The best part is they wanted me to pay for everything and be moved in by the next day. The whole thing was giving red flags. I never gave them the money. And my wife and I both said we were glad that we listened to your podcast and became aware of those red flags. Thank you for reading this, Billingsley.
Oh, snap.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah, they could have ended up like JonBenet Ramsey. What's happening?
How was it going like JonBenet?
I don't know. I just feel like they could have got snatched or something. It always goes back to JonBenet for me
because I'm like, where is she?
Like, where is she though?
I thought they found her, but she was passed away. What you trying? They know where she is.
Did they find JonBenet?
I don't think she went missing. I think that she was murdered, right?
But that's what they said. But they said they never found the body.
Okay, so we just got a note. Thank you from our producers. They found her, but they don't know who did it. I think that was the thing.
Okay.
What a black thing to say, Danielle. They could have got JonBenet. What?
Yo. Shook. Rest in peace. Peacefully resting.
Rest in peace. These are what I call auntie phrases. Like, they could have got JonBenet. What? I love it. Yes, rest in peace. And hopefully they will let that poor girl rest. Because every time I go to the grocery store, they got a new tabloid talking about
every time.
Somebody. Her and Princess Diana is like, they won't let these, queens rest.
Princess, let them pass on swiftly. Please.
They had a movie about it this year.
They did.
Yes. I'm like, I don't know if we need any more movies. Y'all let Lady Di be where she at.
Yeah. Let her chill.
Let her rest. We're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertising. So we'll be right back with my favorite part of the show, Historic Hoodwinks. Scams!
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
If you're a person with titties, bras are so uncomfortable and constricting. And now we finally have something that's changing, that Skims is changing, that Skims bras, they're worth the hype. They're amazing, the shape, the support that they give, but also they're like I said, comfortable with you on your nipple. Okay. I love the Fits Everybody bra in Onyx, which is like the black one. Like that's normally like the clothes that I'm wearing and stuff. But like, I also really love the wireless form push-up plunge bra because, you know, you sometimes you got to give a little cleave, a little titty. Okay. You know what I mean? Make it cute. So shop Skims bras at skims.com. Now available in 62 sizes, 38 to 46 H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Cut! And we are back, and it's time for Historic Hoodwinks. I am going to regale Danielle with the famous con caper group of criminals. I picked this one out for you special, Danielle, because we've got two black women here, and we're going to talk about one of our favorite events. And we'll get our opinions all throughout. Maybe we like the scammer, maybe we hate him. We'll see. But today we're talking about Essence magazines. Star-studded music festival Essence Fest. Don't worry, it's not about Essence. We love Essence. Shout out to Essence. They all got a little clammy. Her butt cheeks got a little touch. She said, wait a minute, I'm going to the Essence Queens of Comedy event next week. Like, what you mean? No,
let
we
me
love
pull
Essence.
Wig back for this.
We love Essence. We love Essence. Shout out to them. But this is a scammer who tried to come up on them. So Essence Magazine star-studded music festival, Essence Fest, first started in 1995 as what was supposed to be a one-time event celebrating the magazine's 25th anniversary. It's since grown, and thanks to the 2017 movie Girls Trip, which featured a group of friends traveling to the festival, 2018 was set to be its biggest year yet. We got a photo here of some people at Essence Festival that'll pop up here. So look at this lineup. They got Erykah Badu. You want to talk about a black woman? Like I imagine a box with like a rod in the corner, and this is the trap. Yeah. Like I go into the box as a black woman because they got Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, which if you were watching Versus during the pandemic before it became some ratchet mess, the Erykah Badu, Jill Scott Versus, did you see that one? Damn.
It was everything. Mm. It was everything.
It was like
It
Sage.
Was everything, and I had the nerve. To took an edible, one long walk happened, and I think I may have went on one during it.
You did.
I played myself. I should never, I took the edible too late. That's the issue. See, I never know how to time these things out. And then, you know, the ones
who
are like, yo, mid-walk, I was like, I got to get home though. I'm not set up for a long walk, Jill. I need to get home.
Danielle was walking around the block and all of a sudden it was like, conversation, verbalization, stimulation. And the next thing she knows, she 5 miles away. Situation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That can happen. They got The Roots, Snoop Dogg, Ledisi, Dougie Fresh, Miguel, Mary J. Blige. Come on, Mary with the boots. Are you kidding me? Escape, Dougie Fresh. Yeah. And Escape is good. Are they going to be fighting? What's going to happen there? Ellie Mae. All the girls. I love Ella Mai. She's a singer. One of those British singers who like sings like she's American. And then not every song on her album has an interlude that's like, don't forget that I'm British. And then the song starts and it's like, hey, baby. And it's like, where the accent go? And in between, it's like, hey, yo, did y'all love that song, isn't it? Well, here's the next track. Ella, it's fine. I love it for you. Janet Jackson.
Yum.
Fantasia. Ooh, you know somebody gonna get hit with a shoe. Fantasia start kicking them shoes off and hollering.
I know. This is a good lineup.
This is a spicy lineup. Delicious. This is a 2018 lineup. So OBL Travel Agency is the scam that we're talking about here. Nakisha Washington, 41, and mother of three, was a travel agent entrepreneur based in Marrero, Louisiana. I can't say that. M-A-R-R-E-R-O. Marrero.
Could be.
Y'all will drag me on Twitter. It's fine. They'll be like, this is my hometown. I can't believe you don't know how to say the name. So, yes. In 2015, she started a boutique travel agency called OBL Travel LLC. We love a travel agency that's just got letters. OBL. And we can read here. Oh, original boss lady is what that stands for, ma'am.
Shout out. Come on. Make it plain.
And why
McDonald's. We know what it is. You know what I mean? Make it plain.
Do we know it from the name? McDonald's don't sound like burgers and fries.
Listen. Brandon?
And neither does original boss lady. I don't know if she was original travel lady or travel boss, but she just said, so we on her website right now. I just want to read a little bit of her bio real quick. So Nikisha says she's from Louisiana.
And a native.
She's a native.
Yeah.
From Oswego for 19 years. She's the mother. So it's just talking about her life. She's like, I'm a mother. I'm from Louisiana. Like, and then she got this picture that she definitely took herself on her camera phone.
Yeah, in the car, she's in a car. In the car with a seatbelt on. She cropped the seatbelt out.
Why
are
we like this? Why are we like
this?
She's
in the car.
We both can see the seatbelt next to her face.
She's like, oh, hold on. Park real quick. That's it.
You couldn't get somebody to take a photo of you with a white wall in the back. How you gonna have
that's
a selfie you in the passenger seat of the car?
She was like,
I don't know.
Can you crop out the seatbelt? Great. Boom. Original boss lady. She's making moves.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to a travel agency website and the travel agent got a selfie up from her car. Talk about profession now.
There's no way. But I'm gonna tell you who would go. My mother. My mother falls for scams so bad, bro. Like, she would be gone.
That means she got a good heart.
Yeah, she would be going. And I'd be like, Mom, don't do it. And she'd be like, no, I'm not going to do it. And she'd be like, I just booked with OBL.
Original Boss Lady, like, Washington. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it.
So, Girls Trip had a big impact on Essence Fest. I had been before. I didn't get to go for Black Lady Sketch Show, which was a bummer because, I was so excited. But COVID pulled up and was like, skirt, skirt, to all my plans. But it's a fun event. It's in Louisiana. You go, you get a drink and walk around on the streets and see all your favorite Black people and have a great time. My mom went 1 year and met Issa Rae, and it was like right after I had done Insecure. Before I was on the Black Lady Sketch Show, I had done Insecure, and y'all know the bit of like, I'm in the trailer, but I'm not in the actual show. So my mom was down there. She met Issa. She was like, now why y'all ain't put my baby in the show? Yeah, I put on the trailer. And they took a picture. I was like, I can't. Lori, where are you?
Oh, and my why? God. Yes. I love Essence Fest. Mom is like, we used to go every year. It's so fun. It's so fun.
So in 2015, she started her boutique travel agency, right? And, you know, she's taking advantage of the hype after Girls Trip. She said that her OBL Travel LLC handles everything from booking hotel rooms to creating all-inclusive packages. Basically, the Girls Trip before the Girls Trip. Come on, marketing. Come on, branding. That's what you need to slap up on your website, girl. Just a picture of Tiffany Haddish. No context.
I know. That's it. That's it. That's my niece.
Right. No question. In 2018, she offered vacation packages for Essence Fest July 4th weekend to dozens of women. At least 98 women used Original Boss Lady Travel to book everything from concert tickets to hotel reservations and party passes for the festival, fully expected to be ready for their dream weekend when they arrived. But Nikisha didn't deliver.
Clearly.
Nikisha!
Yeah.
How you gonna do this to your own people?
Listen, black on black scams. That's tough. That's tough business there. That's tough. That's
I
want to
see more black women in STEM. I want to see more black women in scams. But you don't got to scam down. You don't got to scam the community. Like
the whole
right.
community on Essence Weekend. I'm shook.
They got the outfits ready.
Planning.
They've been on
PTO.
The Fashion Nova, Shein, the local mall. Yeah. You name it. The girls have gotten all their fits together. ASOS. And you going to do them like this?
Sure did. I can't even imagine like just going to the airport and being like, these aren't tickets. You have no tickets. What?
Not the flight.
You're at Spirit, like, what you mean?
You at Virgin Airlines. They're like, girl, we got bought by Alaska. Who told you got a Virgin Airlines ticket? We stopped singing a minute ago.
Exactly.
Which I used to love to fly Virgin because their planes were cute. They would have a little mood light and a little purple for you. The only thing that got annoying is I loved it the first few times, but after a while, I didn't want to hear a whole 7-8 minute song like Virgin America knows just the place that you wanna be. You gotta strap in your seatbelt, do-da-da-da-da, gotta double up and put your tray table down.
Yo.
I was like, all right, y'all, just give me the lackluster flight attendant who's like, I did this 5 times today, I hate you. She put the little 2 fingers in the air, 2 fingers on the side, point to the exits. Because sometimes the dance the song was too long. I'm like, hell. Right.
Listen, it's Broadway meets commercial airlining. Listen, a vibe. That's it.
It was. Shout out to Richard Branson before Alaska took it and made it very hood. Unless Alaskan Airlines sponsors this podcast, and I'll be like, Alaskan, you want a bus ticket, but in the air? Alaska. So they, oh Lord, one woman, we have a victim account here, Adrian Williams, said that she and her friends had made it all the way to their hotel room in New Orleans before they found out their hotel reservations paid through OBL Travel were not secured. They had paid $17,000 for their package. But when they arrived, they had to find $9,000 more for a last minute ticket and reservations.
I'm pissed. Because do you understand how hard it is to organize Black women and Black people in general for a trip?
For vacations? Oh, my God.
Do you understand? Like, this is, like, probably a three-year moment of, like, text chains of, like, should we do it next year? Oh, it didn't work out this year. And then when it finally works out, everybody puts all the money in.
And you got everybody's money?
We're on the plane.
You got everybody's money?
Yo,
Adriana said that they paid. I don't even know if that means like some people who had more coins, you know, the one who got the good job, you know, the two, three people in the friend group got good jobs. Maybe they put up more and then put the rest of their friends on the layaway plan, just like Girls Trip. Like, y'all come, y'all just pay us back in installment. What?
It takes so long to prepare a Black trip. It really does. I've been planning the same Girls Trip for 3 years. It's the same trip. It's the same text train. Like, literally.
Y'all, are we going to the Bermuda Triangle or no? This trip is 10 years in the making.
Exactly.
To go to Louisiana. I'm still
in the same Wolfpack Black Ladies Edition group text with all my friends. We're still planning the same trip to Jamaica. Still.
Since Stella got her group back, came out.
Exactly. Exactly.
Y'all, Tay Diggs is grown now. Exactly. Are we going or what?
Exactly.
Good Lord. So, and we have a little video of the testimony we'll pull up. But right now, another woman, her testimony. Now we're just getting testimonies from the victims. Sanaya Amin, 24, had a similar experience. A fun fact, Sanaya is the founder of Flynanced, an online personal finance platform that teaches Black women, in quotes, who are blowing money fast early in their careers, how to manage their money now. Yeah, we love it. She and her friends paid each $1,092 for an inclusive Essence trip and found themselves without reservations on arrival. Sanaya had to pay another $1,000 for a smaller room. Additionally, Nakisha only gave them Essence Fest concert tickets after Sanaya hounded her. Because I'm sure Sanaya did. Sanaya was like, look, I'm going to find you and I'm going to beat your ass. That's why I'm like, why are you fucking with Black women? Because we're not the ones to let things go.
No,
we're not going to talk to the Better Business Bureau. We're going to pull up.
Yeah, in
okay,
real time.
It's the pop the trunk bureau, and we're gonna find you. Girl, what? Even then, the ticketed seats weren't together, and they were shorted a ticket for one night. In the end, Nakisha did provide some of the services her victims paid for, but many were left without hotel rooms, tickets, and other items.
Yeah,
I just feel like hotel room is number one. Like, we need someplace to sleep. We've flown here. Like, how you not? Some even had to cancel their trips.
And then it's like, everything is booked up. Yeah, everything is booked up that week.
Because Louisiana's small. It's not like if you're flying to New York for a festival, you could still probably find a hotel. You're flying into Louisiana, into New Orleans, in a week that, like, everything's booked out because everyone's coming.
Everything's booked.
Absolutely wild. And I've, you know, we've been to New Orleans during Essence Fest, and if we didn't have hotels, then we would have been ass out.
Yeah, in real time. You would have had to stay somewhere else. Like,
right,
out of town.
Been napping on Bourbon Street.
Yeah, in real time. In real time. Wow.
Where y'all staying for the Essence Fest? We in Texas. We in Nacogdoches.
We're just going to drive in.
It's like a 2-hour drive. But we every day. What? So some had to cancel their trips because they couldn't afford to shell out thousands of dollars to actually pay for the things that she had stolen. Mateen Buchanan, a Nashville-based travel agent, had hired OBL Travel to assist with booking traveling for like 25 women. So damn. So another travel agency that probably was just getting a lot of influx like of people was like, let me reach out to another queen and try to like, you know, do it that way.
Yeah.
And sent 25 of her customers over there, probably lost business. Let's see what Wendy Williams is saying right here on this Facebook post. So she says, I'm feeling really pissed. So this is Wendy Williams, not to be confused with the TV show host. Wendy says on Facebook, I'm feeling really pissed off right now. I have a trip planned to the Essence Festival for next week, and now finding out that we're possibly scammed on our trip and that our hotel room has not been fully paid for. No concert tickets, no party tickets. We've spent all of the money preparing for this trip, including airfare. None of this stuff is cheap. I'm really upset about the whole situation. If anyone knows this lady right here, this so-called travel agent, please let us know, because apparently she's done this to other people like this as well. I really wish we would have known about this. It's just a damn shame that people would do stuff like this. We need something done. This is a horrible hit right now. I was really looking forward to this vacation. Now I need to figure out what I will do. That's actually very polite.
Take it to the prayer line.
Wendy go to church. She was like, if y'all could send out a line, if y'all got a bolo on this sister who did this to us, I would have been like, Facebook, if y'all see this bitch, we fighting. Nakisha.
Period.
Please Period. Share.
In real time. With screenshots.
For a fisticuffs. So, according to Mateen, Nakisha swindled her out of $31,000. Phew! Mateen has signed a contract with OBO Travel and sent payments for the women's hotels reservations over a month before July 4th festival. As a result, that money never actually being used to book anything that they wanted, the rooms, the tickets, all of this. Mateen faced hostility and a destroyed reputation. Now, remember, Mateen is the one who had the travel agency, and she was like, let me get with OBO because I got too many people. Sent them over there, and then now it's fucking up her business because she sent people to the scammer. She said, I got attorneys coming at me, I got banks coming at me about their money, these people's money, and they have every right to get their money back. And then we have a video, oh no, this is where Mateen speaks on what she wants to come out of being allegedly scammed by Nakisha. This sucks because now you're fucking up other people's businesses.
In real time.
That's, oh, so let's play a little bit of this and see what Mateen has to say.
I want my group to get all their money back.
Oh my God.
Every dime that they've paid, I really wish and hope that they could get the extra money that they paid.
Now we can go ahead and stop there. We're gonna post some of this video on the Instagram story. The thing that sticks out to me is, you know when news does B-roll? The B-roll of this, and if you don't know what B-roll is, it's like when you watch anything, a TV show or a movie, you know, like you'll watch a shot and it's like, I'll give you like Selling Sunset or something, where you like watch a frame of like, oh, this is a city view with like, you know, they took it with a drone and it's like, da-da-da, we're in this city. They're giving us an establishing shot and it's just people's legs walking so they don't have them sign waivers. And all the legs are black and women. All the feet are black women.
Black lady legs.
And I'm like, look at all these black lady legs.
Literally.
All black lady legs. And these legs, the calves are giving. It looks like these legs are ready for kicks and to put foots on people's necks for robbing them. I wouldn't mess with these legs. None of them. They all look like these legs look like they can run very fast. And
yeah, in real time.
Yeah, I don't want that for me. So get in cuffs. Nakisha reportedly told many of her clients that she both had a medical emergency and her bank account had been hacked. Now, I do want to say one more thing about Mateen in this video that we just watched. Mateen said, I really hope that they get their money back and their extra money that they pay. I really pray. Mateen is basically letting y'all know in this newscast, I ain't got it. I'll never have it. Yeah. My name is Benin. I am not in it.
Yeah.
I'm only in it a little bit.
Yeah.
She was like, I hope and pray, thoughts and prayers to all of those people who got scammed.
Period.
Mateen hit him with the thoughts and prayers. I'm not mad, sis. You didn't know that you were referring. And you signed a contract. You didn't know that Boss Lady Travel was really just for the Boss Lady. She said, I'm going to travel with your money.
Yeah, and period.
You want to see your money go places that you'll never see? Book with me.
Yeah, she probably went to the Montreal Jazz Fest. She's like, I'm going overseas. Y'all want a jazz fest?
She said, bitch, I'm at Yacht Week in Croatia. What's going on with y'all? Damn, y'all can't see Anthony Hamilton?
She's like, I'm not going to go see Mary J. I'm saying Kenny G. How about that? What y'all going to do with that?
She said, damn, it's plenty of pictures of Mary J. Blige and her boots on Google. I don't know what to tell y'all girls because y'all ain't going to see them in person.
Oh.
According to Nakisha's original statement, she said, I can't produce any of the money until my bank account is released from being frozen right now. So the hotels, nobody can get money. I can't get the money. I can't pay anything on my behalf or anyone else's behalf right now because everything is frozen out. Why are they freezing it? That's not how banks work.
Yeah.
In reality, she deposited over $240,000 directly into her business account. She then used those funds to pay for expenses such as dining out, gas, rental car payments, and shopping. This scam was particularly easy to perpetuate because all of the victims lived out of state. Naturally, communication or following Nakisha for any restitution was made much more difficult. She's like, we ain't even in the same state. The Better Business Bureau accumulated 45 complaints against OBL Travel before the company was shut down, but they do little to resolve claims. We've talked about the Better Business Bureau. Literally, Better Business is a scam. They're just like, if you pay us, we'll take down your bad reviews. If you pay us, we'll give you a page. Like, wow. Better Business Bureau is not a government entity. We've talked about this. They're not the F, the B, and the I. They are the B and B. They made themselves up. I'm gonna make my own Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, listen,
the Scams Bureau, and y'all can pay me to get robbed, and I'll be much more upfront about it.
Oh
Lord. And she stole, and I love that she was going to dinner. She was going to, and Nakisha still gives me, like, she going to dinner, and even though she balling out on stolen money, she definitely gonna split the check with an 11 person table.
Oh, in real time. And she's going to Sizzler.
Right. And she's like, I didn't get the fries. Who got the fries?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't do the buffet. I got the steaks.
So who the y'all, extra y'all get sauce? The buffet. I'm not paying for that 35 cents.
Period. That's it.
So Nakisha's arrest. Authorities eventually caught up to Nakisha, and on August 2nd, 2018, she was arrested and charged with felony theft and computer fraud. She pleaded guilty to charges of felony theft. Judge Ellen Shear Kovac originally sentenced her to 12 years. Woo, that's too much. And reassessed after prosecutors read out the names of Nakisha's 98 victims. Wow. Then she was sentenced to 15 years in prison. So wait, they went 12 is high for me. It's theft. It's $240,000. I would rather see this woman out on the street. I'd rather see her wages garnished, like wherever she worked next. Yeah. They just take a little bit out and send it. Like maybe y'all all just get residual checks for the next 10 years. $5 here, yeah. $8 here. And you know,
yeah.
I just think 15 years in prison for fraud is too much. And we pay for a prison, you know, it's just a little ghetto for me. She got 6 years of the 15 years suspended, leaving 9 years left to serve. Three of those suspended years were served under supervised probation, during which Nakisha had to pay restitution to her victims. At the time of her arrest, the website OBL Travel was still advertising Essence Fest packages for 2019. So she was ready to do it again. She said, nah, do it again.
Yeah, that's it. And probably at a discounted price.
Right. She's like, okay, this time I know y'all look skirt, so we got the scam discount. Okay, pay as you go. We're putting it on Klarna. Don't worry, Klarna legit. And here's some how to avoid travel scams in NOLA. New Orleans is a perfect grounds for a multitude of scams, particularly for tourists and out-of-state vacationers. Essence Banks, the executive director of the New Orleans Multicultural Tourism Network, suggests that travelers reach out to the tourist network for recommendations on reputable travel agencies with experience in New Orleans. She also suggests planning and booking early. In 2018, over 500,000 people attended the Essence Fest, and it was the first year that all three nights were sold out since it started in 1995. So if you want to go to Essence Fest, look up New Orleans Travel, you know, Multicultural Tourism Network, and see what the girls are recommending, because you can't just get on the internet, especially y'all, if they got a selfie as their business photo.
Yeah, that's the part. And it was definitely
cropped.
It's
not even giving iPhone 11, you know? It's giving
It's giving Nokia Flip.
Oh,
Nokia Flip.
Not Flip. Not Flip. Oh, that was an excellent way to punctuate conversations. Goodbye. Clap. Like, miss that for us. Guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the saddest part of the show, the end, where I have to let Daniel go.
Robbery! Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined somebody might try to actually snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly, Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
close your eyes, open your mind, and imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials. Aren't you all of a sudden Diane Keaton walking on a sand beach thinking about your life? Yes, you can get this kind of luxury with unbeatable prices at Quince because they're here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within your grasp, honey. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. Y'all know I have the silk tops. I actually just went back and got the washable silk slip dresses. I got one in red, I got one in cream, and I got one in black because I'm about to be out here stunting in my quiet luxury. Y'all know I love the sweatsuits. I actually went back and got the sweatsuit in blue and pink, and I got the shorts. They got shorts to match with the sweatsuit too, so when it's hot girl summer, I can have my thighs out, but my arms can be warm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hoochies never get cold. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/goddess.
And fraud! And we are back, and it's time for Scammer of the Week. This is where we highlight one honorary charlatan who's worthy of our praise, or maybe not. Let's see. Today, we're talking about romance fraud. From 2020 to 2021, romance fraud rose 80%. Now, you're thinking about the pandemic. People are at home. People are using their computers. I know it was hard. I'm single. And getting on the dating apps, meeting the girls and the boys, it was very difficult. You know what it was? Every time I got on a dating app, I'd be like, do I want to risk COVID meeting this person?
That's the part.
How many dates they going on? How much breathing they doing it's around real. Other people?
How much breathing?
How many NLs and how many XLs are you doing with strangers? I don't know.
That's real.
And then what if we hit it off, then we kiss, and then you putting the COVID in my throat? No, it's just stress. It's too stressful. So for one 78-year-old woman from Annandale, Virginia, the growing problem of romance fraud was all too real. We keep talking about romance fraud. Some of these are going to be romance fraud coming up just because it's popping right now. It started when he created an account on the social network called iFlirt. Never heard of that. Have you heard of iFlirt?
Never. Mm-mm.
Well, he was looking to find some companionship. He's 78. So I don't know if iFlirt is where a 78-year-old needs to be.
No.
iFlirt feels young.
Oh, golly.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
It says, golly. Warning, 18 and up, this site use cookies. And okay, you got to be 18 and up to be on iFlirt. And it's a woman.
iFlirt.
We'll post this screenshot. It's a woman silhouette with a heart. Okay, so this is a sugar daddy site. It's giving like, you pay some bills, I give some thrills. No shade. So he first met someone who identified herself as an interested widowed woman in her 30s. Their online relationship grew and so did the scam. Now, sir, you are 78. You're talking to someone in their 30s. Yeah. You should have already had known. The woman claimed to be from New York, but was arrested while traveling to Germany to retrieve her inheritance of gold bars. Okay, now, sir.
No.
Obviously, she couldn't retrieve the gold bars because she was arrested, so she needed money to make bail. I was going to get the gold bars, but then they had detained me, boo.
He was trying to date Scrooge McDuck. That's it. That's it. He's like, I'm going to jump in the pile of coins and live my rest of my Social Security out. That's
not,
it.
Not Scrooge Gina McDuntress. No.
That's it.
Scrooge Gina said.
Scrooge Gina. Scruella.
Scruella. Okay, so by the end of his relationship with Scruella, his name is not made public, he has sent over $500,000 to Scruella. Now, come on now.
Oh.
Now, why you got 500 grand? You can't meet nobody in person? He has since been diagnosed with dementia. Oh, no. So now she's praying on, I don't like this. And over the past 5 years, victims of similar romance scams have lost more than $1.3 billion. Man, I might have to get on into the love fraud industry. God damn. Talk about work from home.
Work from home. That's it.
I love this for us. But so over the past 5 years, victims, you know, they've racked it up in the billions. But unlike most, this man might see justice. Two Ghanaian nationals, Linda and Richard were sentenced to more than a year in prison for their role in the scam. They acted as money mules. They never contacted the victims themselves, but received laundered money in exchange for a cut. It's estimated that the same scheme has been perpetrated to multiple victims, and since more than $42 million to Ghana, where the scam was headquartered. In response to her sentencing, Linda said, "I have to express my ugly truth. I was selfish, ambitious, and greedy for success." That's what Linda said. I don't know how to do a Ghanaian accent, so I won't offend y'all, but maybe I will. I'll do my general Africa accent, my Wakanda accent.
Special
which is,
skills.
"I have to express my ugly truth. I was selfish, ambitious, and greedy for success." Y'all gonna drag me, but y'all know I love to do my general continent of Africa accent.
Listen, Black Panther 3, see you there.
I'm trying to get in. I was bummed I couldn't get an audition for Black Panther 2. I was like, they in America now. I don't gotta shave my head.
Like, literally... Like, where were the auditions for us, okay?
I ain't seen nary a one. I was like,
not one audition.
And listen, I can't do the Dora Milaje, but I was like, y'all, I know I could at least be a secretary at the Center for Vibranium. I'm like, hello? We don't got that.
I could be the security guard in easy. I could be, like, literally protecting it.
Right.
Y'all can't come in.
Hello? No, this is for
Stay
Black
back.
People. They're like, that's not your line, Lacey.
Stay back.
But guys,
can I improv?
Right, they're like, no, you cannot improv, this is Marvel. But guys, we have reached the end of another wonderful episode. Daniel, thank you so much for being here.
Are you kidding? Thank you so much for having me. I have had such a great time today.
Yes.
My God.
And we always ask, where do you want to be found?
Okay, you can find me on social media, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, at Body Courage, and watch CBS Ghosts on Thursdays at 9 p.m.
So good. Guys, really follow Danielle. Seriously, she's so funny. She brings so much joy to my life. It's so good to see your face. Even if it's on Zoom, I'll see you in person soon, sis.
Yay!
But guys.
Wait, but I didn't want to. I know we're about to leave, but I had my little scam prepared, Lacey. I did want to talk about.
What is it? Yes. Now, Danielle, you were supposed to talk about this in the beginning. See? This what happened.
I know. I play myself. But I do have to say, the diet industry is probably the biggest scam.
Amen.
That's out there. That is out there. Literally, when I was a kid, I was on every diet known to man.
No.
I went on that church diet that they had that HBO documentary about with that lady that was like, pray before you eat or pray when you're hungry. Been on the diet. Sis Jenny Craig.
That sound like starvation. That. Pray when you hungry. If you hungry, just talk to God. He'll feed you. What?
It's called The Way Down Diet, and there's a whole documentary on HBO about it. And I was like, yo, I think I've been on that diet.
Oh, no.
It's wild.
They say you eat what Jesus ate, loaves and fishes, but not too many loaves. Only on Sunday do you have loaves, mostly fishes.
Without question, diet industry, biggest scam on the planet. And you just keep doing the diets. That's the thing.
Yep.
You just keep doing it and they rebrand. And then you're like, but wait, wasn't this Atkins? Oh, this is keto. But what's what? What's happening?
Right. I will say that sometimes because I think it's whatever weight you're happy with, whatever makes you feel comfortable. And sometimes like I'll calorie count a little bit or like I've used certain apps or whatever to figure out like, oh, I need more protein or oh, I need that. I'm not against stuff that helps you eat balanced. As long as it's not a situation, because you know, I've talked about WW on here. I'm not against stuff where it's like, oh, okay, I have these little points, whatever system works for you, however it works.
Right.
However, when it's like, oh, we got these lollipops and you suck on these and you don't need to eat for a week, or oh, we got a shit tea, you drink a little bit of this, you'll be on the toilet for 3 days and then you'll be skinny. Like that kind of stuff, I'm like, ugh. It's a toxic cycle.
Friend. That way down diet was the scammiest of scams.
Why they call it way down? That sound like down bad. That don't sound good. I'm on the struggle diet. It's where you eat like you can't afford any food. And so you don't eat.
The woman who started it looks so crazy. If you look at her face, you're going to be like, wait, what's going on? So I would highly suggest people watch that documentary on HBO because it is wild.
And it's called the way down diet?
The Way Down Diet.
Oh, yep. Maybe we'll profile it. Maybe I'll have to have you back, Danielle, so you can speak your truth. Truth to power. If I can get you, because Danielle is booked and busy, honey.
No, I'm here. I will always make time. You're the best. I had so much fun today. Yes. I haven't laughed like this in ages. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to be here.
Thank you for being here. As always, guys, snitch on your friends and family at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. If you want to find me and my shenanigans, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey, on all platforms. iCarly Season 2 out right now. Paramount Plus. Get into it. Y'all subscribe to all of my scams. Virtual, television, audio. You know, we running lots of grifts around here. As always, congregation, love y'all. Stay scheming.
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Cargbo, engineered by Marina Faiz, and researched by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming!
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.